This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 87. For Monday, October 5th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were slightly higher on Monday morning in light trading activity. The November canola contract is up 30 cents at $517.40 per ton. The January contract is up 60 cents at $524.40 per ton. Nearby Chicago soy oil contracts were up by about a third of a cent in early morning trade, contributing to some strength for canola. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed were lower in early morning activity, which prevented further gains. Harvest activity across the Canadian prairies has also kept pressure on canola prices. Canadian grain and oilseed exports are running well ahead of previous levels at just 8 weeks into the new crop marketing year, according to the latest data from the Canadian Grain Commission. Total bulk exports of the major grains and oilseeds totaled 7.17 million tons, compared to the 6 million tons exported during the same period last year. A firmer Canadian dollar has also tempered gains for canola, as it was around 75.3 U.S. cents. The Chicago soy complex was mostly weaker this morning due to a lack of recent export demand. In August, reports show 175 million bushels of soybeans were crushed, which is 10 million lower than the month prior. Last week, a private analytical firm lowered their estimates of 2020 U.S. soybean production to 4.35 billion bushels from their earlier guesses of 4.38 billion bushels. Argentina plans to temporarily cut their soybean and soy meal export tax by 3% to total 30%. The cut is being made in hopes of revitalizing export revenues as the country struggles with recession and low foreign reserves. The tax will revert back to 33% in January of 2021. The November soybean contract is down 2 cents at $10.18 per bushel. December soy oil is up about 4-tenths of a cent at 32 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down 4.50 at $3.47.40 per hundredweight. Corn futures were slightly lower on Monday morning. Last week, a private analytical firm lowered their estimates for U.S. corn production to 14.94 billion bushels versus previous guesses of 15 billion bushels. Yields were reduced to total 179 bushels per acre. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has pegged corn planting in Argentina to be 15% complete, which is slightly behind the average pace. The December contract is down by half a cent at 3.79 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher this morning. Australian wheat exports are expected to see a boost in activity in the coming months due to a much larger wheat output and rising prices in the Black Sea region. China, the Philippines, and Vietnam, along with other Asian buyers, have already booked 1.5 million tons of wheat for December shipment. Most analysts expect the Australian crop to be close to 30 million tons. Chicago December is up 7 cents at 580. Kansas City December is up 10 cents at 519. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 2 cents in the December contract at 534. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, October 5th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.